Have a good day, Chief. The waitress smiled. I didn't bother to look at the number on the receipt that she'd surreptitiously written while she hoped I wasn't looking. Instead, I tucked it into my wallet next to my money, then put the wallet back into my pants. Here you go, the cook said, handing me my food. I thanked him with a nod and walked back to the table, relishing in the way that Reagan stiffened more and more as I got closer to the table. By the time I was standing in my seat and reaching for my tea, her scowl was downright ferocious. My lips twitched. After downing my glass of tea, I set the empty on the table and gestured to the table at large. I gotta go. Work calls. I vaguely noticed that Coke and Cora had disappeared sometime after I left, but didn't give it much thought as I made my goodbyes to the rest of the table. Saving Reagan for last, I leveled her with my best cop look. No more trespassing. She bared her teeth at me. You don't know me. The thing was, I had a feeling that I did, and I wouldn't put it past her to try again for whatever moss she was going for earlier in the day, which was why I shared with her what I did next. I have camera feed on my property. She stiffened. Y'all have a good night. I turned and left, but I didn't miss the way her eyes stayed on me nearly the entire way. When I looked up as I was leaving, I saw her staring at me through the plate glass window. I gave her a chin lift, and she lifted her hand. Not to wave, though, to flip me off. I snorted, then pulled out and headed to the station. Her flipping me off was, unfortunately, the highlight of my night. Who knew a town this size could get up to so much trouble?